Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Folk in Scotland. And this time, the Queen yesterday.
The planted Liz.
She slowly descended to hell. It was terrible.
Did you see they filmed a small spider crawling over the coffin?
Didn't they?
It was like arachnophobia. It's filled with spiders.
I did not see any of
that. Andy's kiddie porn and spiders. That's all that.
That's all. That's a heavy coffin.
No wonder it's lead lined.
Jesus, keep all the porn in. Now, I was in here yesterday, working away, quite busy, watching Dumb and Dumber during the funeral. It was wonderful.
I didn't watch any of it.
I didn't see a single thing.
Shit.
Didn't see a single thing. Just saw clips later on.
There was a woman interviewed and she said going to see the coffin was the greatest moment of her life. And she was including a birth of her children in that. This country is a failed state.
We have lost our minds.
Now, you know me, I'm nothing against English people, but England's wilder than Scotland in this. England have just gone full lunacy.
Do you think that's just identity, though? They're attaching identity. If you had someone Scottish here that was done something you believed was good for Scotland,
yeah,
the streets would be lined. It's identity. I think that's what it is.
There was people march up and down Royal Mile looking, but a lot of people were there for the spectacle to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I got a vibe in England. Wild stuff was said, it was a pilgrimage. And there was religious people on, and one guy said, well, this will finally put to bed the notion that the UK is a secular country because religion is fundamental to this country. You're like, what?
Yeah.
So, and it was the punish.
Attaching.
Have you seen those people that go on their knees to go and see a pilgrimage site? It was like that. You had to suffer, and it was a shared suffering.
But that's right. You had
wild.
There was 10,000 people, and they get one porta potty. That's suffering.
Not allowed seats. You had to keep going. You had to listen to
you
David
to
Beckham.
Suffer.
Hi, guys.
David Beckham with his umbrella walking stick.
Looking
like a peaky blinder. You beat me to it.
Too much Botox. I'm surprised he could cry. Now, that wasn't
tears. That was numbed fucking tear ducts.
That's a 9-hour knighthood. He will get a knighthood in the next one.
He's been pushing for it. And people have been saying he's been pushing too hard.
He's got it. Next honours list, Beckham. Cunt.
I should have went down and got one.
The one thing, I've been speaking about Philip Schofield for a long time.
Findas.
Philip Schofield stole my idea for the cage.
The cube. Quite right.
He got a press pass, so him and Holly Willie, titty fuckers.
Straight to the front.
Fuckers. That's good. Because in this whole reverie, everyone's great. They're not, Prince Andrew's forgiven. Charles is the greatest king it's ever been. It's all the good stuff's going around. They need somebody to hate. And they get hate Philip Schofield for pushing in the queue.
That's right. I can get that. I've been to Alton Towers and someone has their day pass.
I've pushed in.
Fucking 6-hour wait to go on the fucking corkscrew. And some motherfucker with their kids. Right there.
But this is what blows my mind as well. People are outraged that Philip Schofield used his connections to get a self-entitlement to get pushing ahead of the queue.
Yeah.
While they're queuing for the most self-entitled woman that's ever lived.
They're not seeing
the
irony.
That's fine.
They're not.
That's fine. The royal family and all their jewels.
Yeah.
And castles is fine. Philip Schofield pushes in ahead of them.
To give our international listeners, I figured out this morning, I watched some clips and they were talking to people in the queue. And every single elderly man.
Chest out.
With their medals. They asked, well, you must have served. No, these are my father's. They couldn't find one person with their own medals.
Oh,
people were turning up with fucking other people's medals. Did you see the guy that made a paper uniform?
There was a guy dressed as a jockey.
Hold on. A guy made a uniform, a guardsman's uniform, out of paper and tape. And any other time, they'd be going, oh, Jesus, look at this nutter. There's going to be a family phoning around hospitals looking for him.
Was there pearly kings and queens?
Oh, yeah. There would be. But do you know what his medals were? There was an SAS one, like badge. There was a Scots Guards one. He just picked them out of a second-hand shop and covered himself in paper. It was a paper.
And did they interview the fuckwit?
No, he's just walking around. And you know what it said in the papers? Look at this brave man. Look what he's dedicated. No, he was ill and he needed help.
Mike Tyndall.
Yeah.
The man with the most cauliflowered lugs you've ever seen in your
life.
They are. Rugby player. Chest full of medals.
He's got medals.
They're like that. People are like, what medals are they? MBE. He showing up.
He wore his scout badge.
He wore fucking medals. Now, the thing is, I think all medals are fucking stupid.
Agreed. No, I have
my
people
own go,
theory.
But how there's folk going, how dare you, VC? I'd rather have my relative than a stupid medal. My grandfather didn't even want his medals.
Mm-hmm.
My father actually claimed the medals because mm-hmm. he came, I mean, yeah. later on. My dad doesn't wear the medals, but he thought, what the fuck, my dad deserves them. He was across in Africa fighting. Medals are stupid.
Medals, I
people,
completely
endless
agree.
Endless medals. They'll give each other medals. I remember as an artist, I went to, there's a Royal Academy in the Edinburgh, and I went to, I've been to a number of shows there, and they give themselves medals. They get medals for being an artist.
I had a friend go to his flat.
Aye.
Dirty flat. But you'd go in the flat, and on the wall was his medals, right? And I never read them.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, I was just, we were waiting to leave the house. He was getting his surfing gear together. And I looked up and I thought, I'll read them. And I've been going to this house for years. They were from when he was 6, 7, 8, 3rd, 8th place attendance. And he put them on the wall with pride. He put them on the wall.
You see, I was in the Cubs. And the Cubs were designed to train you up to be a soldier.
Exactly, yes.
Well, Baden Powell like fucking kids, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And cleaning his moustache with her sphincters.
Oh, jeez.
And so they just, all those badges were like medals. Mm-hmm. It's all bollocks. It's all the whole, so, and somebody said as well, there's just things that take away from this whole event. Someone said the Queen was very thrifty.
Yeah.
News to me. Mm-hmm. She's a very funny lady as well.
News. Really.
Mm-hmm. Someone said, well, you've got to admire the establishment. Somebody said this, fawning about the establishment. Said the establishment is just so good, and they've put together this wonderful show, a spectacular show. This is establishment doing what it does best. Why are more people not angry about this?
Well, if you talk to millennials, it's like there's only 10% of them like the royals. They're not talking to people who the future's done for them, although not for the moment. Like you said,
this is a shot in the arm.
If a vote came in tomorrow to get rid of the government and just have King Charles running things, he'd fucking get it.
No, I don't like. I've never been a joiner. I think you're the same. Mm-hmm. I don't like joining.
I don't even like being in that.
No, I don't like joining clubs. It's weird. You're like, why do you want me there? Mm-hmm. And they're just strange. And there's always a leader.
Oh, there's always a personality that goes, now listen,
I'm in charge.
I'm good
of this.
At spelling, so therefore I'm gonna do it.
Which is dead, and I thought, turn on the TV to. There was no adverts the other day. Monday, ITV, no advert. There was adverts for the Royal Family, the Windsor brand, that was front and centre.
Do you know what happened? Yesterday I went to come in here, tons of work, right? Went up to Tesco's, forgot it was shut. I thought, okay, I'll go to the co-op. Shut. Everywhere was shut. I couldn't get any food.
Mickey D's, no. Pubs were open, though.
Susan phoned and she went, don't panic. Go into my unit. There's wheat-free biscuits.
Okay.
I ran through.
Shut. Fuck.
Everything was shut. It was ridiculous. Fuck. Now, something happened. Uh-huh. There was a little scene of the Queen. And they brought out a tray in it, and she had some tea and stuff, right? And it brought back a childhood trauma for me, and I wanted to talk about it. Now, you think my childhood trauma is, I've discussed them. I've had all my toys stolen.
Nah, that was fun.
I've had my family murdered. That was a giggle. Because what I'm about to tell you today is me excising, getting rid of this fucking bullshit that's in my mind.
About biscuits.
Oh, I saw a biscuit, and this is what happened. My granda says, going to take you and my cousin. She's the same age as me. We're going to go for a run today.
Oh, wonderful.
We went to Leaven.
What a place.
Right? Sunny day, I remember it. And we stop off at a little cafe. Lovely. And it's overlooking the bay. I remember it. It was really clean. It was noisy. It was bustling. Right? So we sit down. And my granda, his plate comes out. And I remember a pie, chips and beans.
Oh, what a combo.
What a combo.
Fine dining.
Right, fine dining. Then our dinner came out and me and my cousin had to share one Cress sandwich. Now, I don't like Cress, so I scraped it off and had a bit of white bread, a single triangle.
This is what they fucking gave?
This is what they gave me. Now, I know you're going to feel bad for me. It doesn't end there. So I'm watching this, right, and they're eating away and I'm hungry. I'm eating this in the
crest. What the fuck is this about?
Just listen to this. Just listen. I then watch as my granddad in front of me. He used to talk like this. He was in the war. He had a comb over that looked like a walnut whip. And then he's sitting there and this bit of cake comes out. A triangle, a sponge. It's about 3 inches deep with two little edges of sponge and a bit of cream on the top. I could smell
delicious.
It. Delicious.
Well put together.
Do you know what they gave me for pudding? He reached his hand into this little bowl and gave me a sugar cube. And it wasn't just a fucking white sugar cube. It was brown. At this point, I'd never had a sugar cube in my life. So I unwrap this little bit of paper and stick this brown sugar cube in my mouth. And my gran goes, eat that up. That's healthy. It's brown.
With a mental?
Yes. Yes.
Because
you shouldn't have had a driving license.
Grandparents, like, give their grand, they spoil their grandchildren with stuff.
I got a sugar cube.
I've never heard of grandparents, like, willfully fucking with you like that.
Was it
greediness?
I've got a lot written down.
Was it greediness?
Hold on, check this, right? My granda, right? He shouldn't have had a driving license. It's a very technical thing because he was a bus driver and he ran someone over and killed them.
Right.
So he lost his job.
Okay.
Right? So I was sitting there and I remember, and I felt jealous of my cousin because she got a white sugar one and she seemed to enjoy it.
But was she not looking at you like, what the fuck's going on here?
She used to go out with him all the time. I didn't. It was a very rare occasion.
So she was used to this.
She was used to this. She was used to it. And I remember him going, come on, eat up. This is good for you. And I went, oh, and it was sharp and hard. So I spat it out. He went, oh. And he says, in my day, I was fighting a war and that. Not when you were eight.
Fuck
off. But anyway, and he was going on about the war and everything and what they had to eat and go through. And there was bodies around them. Eat your sugar cube.
I mean, he was having his pie chips and
he
beans.
He was having his pie chips and beans.
Fuck. I'm a greedy wee bastard. See if my grandparents, they've spoiled me like fuck. Mm-hmm. If one day they'd been a bit off like that, I'd have snatched the pie and run out. I would have teen
the grandparents on the other side, they didn't know them at all. I've only known these two. And they were just...
That's awful, people.
Isn't
that
awful?
I don't get with that.
So I look down...
So that's a life lesson.
On my plate, and there's one triangle of bread with a bite out it, another triangle of bread with cress on it, and a spat out, half crunched on, bit of brown sugar cube. And that was my lunch. When I got home, I was starving.
So while you were doing that,
yeah,
the royal family were going on their informal picnics, where a staff of 30 people laid out all this
exactly.
Suckling pig and that.
This is, now,
that's
do you
awful.
Think, that, you think that's trauma? It gets fucking worse.
Oh, they did more.
Right. Here we go. We go to Blackpool. They take us.
I enjoyed Blackpool.
They take us on a trip. It was me, my cousin, again, her mum, my gran and granda. So we drive down. For some reason, it's a 10-hour drive as opposed to the usual 5-hour drive. It's a 10-hour drive. I'm like, I'm knackered. We get there. We get to a B&B.
How old are you at this point? 8?
I think it might be 9.
9, okay.
I think it might be 9 okay. At this point. So we get there. Now, this is when Blackpool wasn't the damp, soggy mess that it is now.
A bit of life
it was
to
it. Bustling. Blah. It was absolutely... everything was happening. The arcades were open.
What you can say about Blackpool, it's sparkly.
It's like two torches in your eyes constantly. You don't have time to think.
It's Britain's Las Vegas.
Yes, but without the joy, money, sex... happiness,
quality prostitutes.
Quality. Just it's terrible. There's a chip shop. You have a chip shop.
Chips are good.
So we get there. Now we get into the B&B. And I remember, we'll get there late and I go to Ben, wake up in the morning. And they were explaining to me, a bed and breakfast, you get your breakfast in the morning. I went, oh. So they go down and they say, what would you like? And they said, we've got this, that. And there was fish. And I went, I love fish. Never had fish for breakfast. I'm wanting fish for breakfast.
Right.
So I get this... tray comes out, it's put in front of me. It's a soup bowl with a bit of white fish in it, floating in ice cold milk, about an inch deep. Never heard of it, never seen it, couldn't touch it. It was vile.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is disgusting.
That's a bit of smoked fish.
So I went, I can't eat this. So the woman that ran the place was fucking raging, right? Because she's going to have to give me something else. Fucking kid, she hates kids. So she says, do you want cornflakes? I went, I do. So she says, go and get your cup. Now, the cups had to have been stolen out of the Littlewoods Cafe because they were like little coffee cups.
Oh, yeah.
tiny, thick porcelain. You couldn't, you'd kill someone with it. So she says, dip it into this big bowl of cornflakes. And she took a knife and scraped the top off. And that's what you get. There were so few of them, I could count them.
Jesus fucking.
Right? So I fucking put it in. And then she just goes, bloop, a wee bit of milk. So I'm trying to swallow
them. I was
going to
say, I thought they were going to make you use the fish milk.
It was, very close. So, right, this is my day started. I'm starving, right? So I'm walking past arcades. Now, there's trams there.
Yeah.
But they said, we'll walk and we're going to end up at the Pleasure Beach. Where we were staying was like 2.5 miles away.
Oh, it's a long promenade. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So we get on, we start walking. And I went, look at that arcade. No, that's stupid. You're not going in there. Oh, look at that arcade. No, no, you're not going to Space Invaders, the whole lot.
Oh.
Boop, 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 boop. Lights, yeah. Lights. I'm attracted. I don't want to go.
Penny step, the fountains.
I wanted to do it all. No, that's a waste of money. Oh. We're going to look in a very famous department store. So we're going in this department store. And he went, and we got to look at stuff that was for sale on each floor. And we get to one. I went, well, I can't stop there. And I went, why? Why can't we start there? He says, that's lingerie. And I went, what's lingerie? And he went, hats. So I wasn't even allowed to see women's underwear.
Oh, God. You'd have been wanking about that now.
Yeah. We could have changed
me. Lingerie.
Lingerie. Lingerie.
You know where to linger in the lingerie department.
The lingerie. Right. So I'm fucking, like, this is terrible. So they went, right, we're going to get in the mood. This is great because I'm miserable. And he says, we're going to cheer you up, right? So we're going to this shop that sold tat. But this was tat before. Tat was special.
See you, Jimmy Hats.
See you, Jimmy Hats. Little cool bird things, little ornithopters that would fly.
Yeah,
remember them?
Yeah.
And I went, I want one of them. You're not getting one of them. You know what I fucking got? A Union Jack umbrella hat. It was a hat you opened like an umbrella. It sat your fucking head. And it was a sunny day. And we were made to wear them. But mine's fucking broke. It wouldn't go up. So it closed over my eyes. So when I'm crossing the road, I'm lifting up this umbrella to see where I'm going.
That's fucking abuse.
My whole memory of Blackpool is looking under from this ripstop nylon of blue on this side and red on this
side. We went to Blackpool when we were kids. A holiday. And we stayed at B&B, and it was a lot of Scottish people went to Blackpool.
Yes,
because Blackpool was glamorous for Scottish
people.
To Glaswegians, it was just like Paris. And we were in a big place, kind of sitting down. Table next to us, giant, giant, fat Glasgow family. So we were tucking into my food, which was pretty good. And then one of the dads just starts to belch, big fat dad. And then the whole lot of them were at it. And our family, my mum and dad, brother, and me just have a laughing fit. We'll just fucking kind of speak. Oh, just the funniest thing. But they thought we were posh because we were the fucking Vauxhall Cavalier.
I've got excited. I've lost my notes.
Oh my God.
Oh, I got excited. Right.
But then they took us to, I think we must have been like 13, 14, 15, something
okay.
like that. They took us to see a Cannon and Ball.
Oh, I've got more.
Little and Large. We're sat in the Royal Box at a Little and Large and then you know what they did to really embarrass us? They took me and my brother for the Blackpool Illuminations on a horse. And we are going along. And his like young lassies going about with short skirts.
And you're like, on a horse?
You
weren't wearing an umbrella for a fucking hat.
We're just on this thing. And if the Blackpool Illuminations are fucking shit.
They're shit.
Oh, they're shit.
Does your eyes, no matter how many, there's 70 billion lights, and your eye attracts to the one that's burst.
This terrible.
It's just a break in the line.
It's a shame for Blackpool because
Blackpool
is busy, but then they get cheap flights. Saying that Blackpool, the way the country's going, Blackpool could have a resurgence.
Yeah, because you're not going to go abroad if people are smart about
it. But I've watched a few programmes and places have hipsterised a wee bit, the street food. So Blackpool can turn that sail around.
Of course.
I like
good surfing.
I do like piers that reach out.
Oh, no, there's okay. So I've been hearing about these piers. We see them. But you have to pay to get on.
So you never
went. I've never been on a Blackpool fucking pier because we had to pay.
Was it just greediness? Or
greediness.
Did they just live a humourless life?
Humourless. They were absolute shit, so it gets worse. Hold on, where's my next bit? Where did they get
but
to?
But why was made them so humourless?
Crossing the road, right, with fucking the war. No, he was a drunk. That was him that drank himself to death in hospital. He snuck in booze.
He was drinking as well.
He was drinking.
But at least you'd think if you were a drunk, drunken people are a bit wild. If he'd been a drunk and he was like,
no, he was a cunt.
You could have maybe had a good time.
Oh, we're not doing that. That's, he was childish.
He was a doer. He was a doer drunk.
This is the Blackpool at that time is the perfect age for a 9 year old. Your eyes are open. So we've been walking for what felt like days in this fucking hut.
Eating a hut.
But it kind of worked out because it started raining. But problem is, with it being stuck to my head, the water went straight through. My cousin, she's fine. Her brolly hat kept all the rain off her, but her shoulders were soaking. So we're walking along, and I could see in the distance Pleasure Beach. Now we get closer.
It's like Pleasure Landing,
and we'll walk in. Right,
we'll walk in.
No, it's still on. We've got an hour before it closes, and we'll walk in. And there's that terrifying clown which burnt to death that fuck. I'm glad. Fucking die, you bastard. So we'll walk in and there's this huge thing and these rockets and there's roller coasters. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This is amazing. No, they're too dangerous. You can't go on anything. I went, no, you can't go anything. The next thing I knew, I'm going on this child rocket up and down and going in circles with my fucking umbrella hat stuck to my face in the rain. This point, I've got the shakes because I'm hungry. I've not eaten all day.
Did you go on further holidays after this?
No, that was my last. Well, no, there's one more. And then, right, I'm nine. I don't get a choice.
I would run away from home.
So then what happened, right? I'm so hungry. And my dad, he gave me some money. He says, you keep that in your pocket in case you need it. Right? Okay. And I went, this is the emergency. So I look around and I'm so hungry. I'm so dizzy. And there's this guy. And he's wearing the pinstripe thing and this, and he's in this little cubby and he's selling candy floss. And I run over and I carry it and he makes it up for me. And he's a charmer, you know, he's fun. And he hands it to you. And you know what he said? He goes, you'll last the day, no charge. Right? Do you know what happens to candy floss in the rain?
This becomes a mask.
I ended up having a stick just licking it to get the flavour off it. It just evaporated. By the time I got back to my granddad and gran, it was gone.
I've not had candy floss in 30 years.
Do you know what happens to candy floss in the rain?
I love candy floss.
So,
this is when not you the get it in a night. Bag, it's not so good.
It's got to be on a stick.
I like a toffee apple bell.
There's a story.
Okay.
Right, there's still a toffee apple story coming.
Oh, no.
Right. I love toffee apples. So, we're walking back. It says, before we go home, we're going to a show, right? And I went, oh, thank God, right? And on the way there, I bought a toffee apple, right? And I put it in my pocket.
You idiot.
Right, okay, hold on. Put it in my pocket because I'm going to eat that. So we go to, my grandfather went on about the Blackpool, this huge auditorium, and it's amazing, the best shows in the world. Fuck Vegas.
Frank Sinatra.
Fuck him.
Elvis.
Fuck him. I was going to see Miss Matey, a contortionist.
Jane McDonald.
Fuck her. Listen, so.
A contortionist.
We walk out and we go down these stairs and we sit down. We're just waiting for everyone else to arrive. They didn't. There was just us in the whole thing. So they put the show on. So these guys came out and they're on this giant pole balancing on the top on a chair. They'd done one trick, pulled it down, done a bow. The echoed claps of us. No one else. So this went on for about 40 minutes, right? The show's meant to be 2.5 hours. It was going to be like midnight by the time
we got out. Why has nobody showed up?
Nobody's there. It's just us. Then the moment we're waiting for, the spectacular, right? The ground lowers in front of you.
Whoa.
And water floods in. Is it? And the place floods.
What?
And I was like, what's going to happen in here? There's going to be divers and swimmers. There's going to be fucking sharks with lasers on their heads. And in the middle, there's a little stage. And out walks this middle-aged woman. I would say late 50s.
Bell Emberg.
That sort of build. She puts down a white table. She's wearing blue, light blue, sparkly 1960s swimming costume.
Right.
Now, she's away to do something amazing. She lies her chest on the table, flips her legs over her head, rests her bum on her head.
It fires something at her arse.
Her waves with her feet, stands back up and goes, da-da, and walks off. That was the fucking show. That was Miss Matey. We waited 40 minutes for that fucking water to fill up. She comes up. I'm starving. There's no one there.
You remember how I said Blackpool doesn't deserve its fate? It fucking does. Where's the place? Is it not in Scarborough? It's got the ships.
it's a pond and it's got battleships come out, like all the right. Dreadnought, and they start firing wee it's all like right. A, no, yeah, a sea yeah, battle. Yeah,
a sea battle.
That would be good. We went to Scarborough, best fish and chips went in, like, my life. Yeah, Godzilla. Like Godzilla. It's like Legoland. I wouldn't have trust myself.
Nah,
Legoland.
You just, yeah.
The Queen liked Legoland.
Oh, God.
Imagine opening a coffin and it's a queen, but she's made of Lego.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think Andrew liked Legoland.
He did.
The season pass.
He goes to, Prince Andrew goes to centre parts by himself.
Oh. No. It's not finished.
Oh, God, no.
So I'm fucking dizzy, but in the back of my mind, I know I've got a toffee apple.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
And it had like crispy cellophane over it, tied best. At the bottom.
Yeah, orangey kind of.
That's you know, the one, a really serious dowel. Not now, you know.
Oh,
you,
it's a stick.
It's a serious fucking stabbing stick, right? You fell on it, you die.
Aye.
So we get back to the B&B. I've walked 8 miles. In there, I'm soaked through. I'm finally allowed to take my hat off. I have a permanent divot in my head where the strap was holding it on. We're finally getting in my room and I go to bed. I'm looking around. It's quiet. Taking this apple, right? I realise not only is the toffee been there for 6 months, but so is the apple.
That'll be rotten.
It was rotten. I ate it. I was so hungry, I ate around what I could.
I remember.
I actually enjoyed it.
There was my hometown had the show, agricultural show, and I bought a toffee apple, bit into it, and the apple was rotten.
Rotten, been there for months.
And I went to the woman, this toffee apple's rotten. She says, "What do you want me to do about it?" I says, "Can I get another one, get my money back?" No. I went, "Fuck you." And I just took the toffee apple and threw it at her.
Good.
And it just knocked over all the monkey blood and stuff. Oh, and then boy. I ran away because they'd have killed me.
They'd kill you, yeah.
They'd have slit my throat.
Particular salesman. You know what I'm talking about. So that was day one at Blackpool.
See, people think that kids enjoy them. Kids will put away in it. No, they don't.
I'm traumatised.
I'm not saying I had a bad childhood, but the worst thing about being a child, you have no control over your life.
No control. And you feel it. You remember you realize, thinking it.
I don't want to do this.
And there's no choice.
You have no choice. I don't want to go here.
No
choice. I don't eat that.
No choice.
And the best thing about being an adult, you're like, I'm going to fucking do whatever I want.
It's the greatest thing ever.
You don't. You can't. It's okay, an illusion.
For example, I don't like restaurants. I just don't. I don't like eating out. I like the privacy of eating.
Okay.
Right. I feel like I get big elbows when I'm.
Right.
I feel clumsy. I don't like the environment. Right. Okay. And I never have.
Okay.
And I still don't.
Right.
And people go, "That's weird. That's." But aren't
weird.
You just allowed to like what you like?
You can like exactly what you like.
Isn't that the case?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to check I've covered all the trauma of black because I'm feeling it.
But
feeling
good,
it now.
A good toffee apple, mate, is wonderful. A good toffee apple. When was the last time you had a toffee apple?
Oh, it's been.
You can buy them at the shops, at the fridge, but they're never as good. You need a proper one.
It's probably been a few years, but I had one relatively recently.
Oh, nice. You get ones dipped in chocolate, they're not good.
No, I don't like the chocolate.
The hundreds and thousands.
Okay. Next holiday. Now, I've mentioned this one before, but I'm going to go into details of why this traumatised me as well. This one wasn't with my gran and granda. This was just with my auntie and my cousin again.
Oh, God.
Okay. So we go to Butlins in Ayr.
Oh, fuck that shit. Oh, it's awful.
Now, to explain it, it used to be an army barracks.
Billy Butlin had a dueling scar and he was a piece of shit. He was a knife-fighting fucking little tyco man.
Right, okay.
He was a crook.
Awful place.
Yeah, yeah.
This was the place I told you that in our little chalet, they called it a chalet, but let me explain. There was barracks and they were split into four people.
Yeah.
It wasn't as wide as this studio.
No.
And there was bunk beds and a bed you'd fold out.
Yeah,
that's what we were in. There was Harlan on the inside. When I woke up in the morning, I had a little bit stuck in my head and my auntie had to use her eyebrow tweezers to pull it out.
What did they speak about those fold down beds? Was a name for them, a summon bed?
Can't remember.
But no, imagine the situation people were in when they went to Butlins and they thought, fuck, this is a lot better than my lot.
This is great, yeah.
How the world has changed. I watched a thing on YouTube and it was a guy that goes to all the pontins. They're fucking awful.
Terrible.
Awful.
So, we're in this place. There's Harlan on the wall.
Oh.
You have one kettle that they give you and a small table and two seats.
Oh.
So because my auntie was there, she sat with her daughter. I was sitting on the top bunk. I was fucking 9 and I couldn't straighten up. You were on the roof.
But as I know the idea of Butlins, you're just there to sleep.
You're meant
in your
to suffer.
Room. Yeah, that's for sleeping. The fun happens elsewhere.
Oh, the fun. Let's get to the fun, shall we? So,
Are they called Redcoats?
Right, okay. All the Redcoats were in their mid-60s.
All of them are like Philip Schofield-y.
This was the early 80s. They've all got beehives. Philip Schofield-y, very. Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying? I actually went to get in a fight with one. I had a knife.
Oh.
Right? Here's what happened. Well, we're in this massive canteen of 1,000 people.
Yeah,
the noise of cutlery was deafening.
Yeah, just people chewing.
And the only joy you got is if someone dropped something, everyone cheered. Right? So I've got a knife. And this redcoat comes from behind a pillar and he goes to my auntie. She
goes, oh.
And he keeps doing it. So she goes over and he goes, you're right, nosy. And I went like that with a knife and ran at him. So I got held down. And it was a guy from Glasgow was holding me. Go, don't worry about it, son. He's just a dickhead. Don't worry about it. I've got a butter knife. I was going to kill him. I was so offended. And I didn't even like my auntie. She was known as Auntie Legless for obvious reasons. She was drunk the whole time. I remember being in the bunk bed and I felt a little nauseous with the smell of whiskey.
Oh, my God.
And that was just off of her.
But people don't realise, being a redcoat was the highest position a working class person could attain in life.
That was like being a flight attendant.
You're like Sniff
travelling to New York.
Bay Sniff Pilchard was a fucking...
I bet he was so.
Can that horrible guy that's like... He's like a young Philip Schofield. He does Saturday Night TV.
Oh, I'm not
he's
sure.
Awful.
Awful.
He was a redcoat. Ever
oh,
one.
Yeah. So, it gets worse. So this is just, I've had my breakfast, right? And it was cornflakes.
Fuck.
So I'm hungry.
I love cornflakes
now,
at
I
night.
Have to explain to people who don't know where Ayr is. It's on the coast, Irish Sea. It's the coldest place in the fucking world.
It's not a warm place.
It's a constant onshore breeze of ice.
Aye.
Right? And we're there off season. We're there in October because it's cheaper. Right? And this is before global warming. It was fucking... Sleep.
Fucking
it was
horrific.
Cold, right?
No insulation in the hut.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
And you know what my blanket was? It was a wool blanket from the war. And you had to choose top or bottom. So you were lying on a mattress with a wool blanket or you had it or tried to wrap yourself in it, frozen. My auntie felt so bad. I remember her handing up my coat to me, so I was wearing it while I was sleeping to get it over my head to get some heat.
You paid for that.
Paid for it. So check this. That's me just had breakfast. Said, oh, there's so much to do here because it's all free. So we'll go around.
Nothing's so free in life.
But there's nothing open. There's nothing to do.
No.
I remember there was a picture of a jungle. You could look at that.
Was there a donkey you could ride about?
There was no donkeys.
Was there a little go-kart?
There was no go-karts.
No.
They were a
10-pin bowler.
There was a little track, but there was a shed. It was October. Everything was shut.
Was Jimmy Cricket there?
No, there was a woman. This is because I was writing this. I thought, I remember her. I'm going to check, and I found a picture of her.
Still with us?
And she's no. She was about 70 then, and she was the top singer. It would come out in a red coat, and she had a beehive about 4 foot tall, and she would just sing like terrible war songs, all Vera Lynn. So this is what my entertainment was.
Because people don't realise our generation, our early childhood, we were still living in the Second World War.
All the war. Yes.
The TV was wartime.
Everyone's war.
All the characters of the war were still there. Could not let it go. It was very much alive.
Here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's this huge swimming pool.
Okay.
Huge.
Filled with chlorine. And is it outside or inside?
Surprisingly green. Outside.
That's pish. That's just
right,
urine.
It's green.
Urine. Not murderous
but
algae.
The one thing, I love swimming. That's all I'm about.
Yeah. You're a seal.
And I got... My trunk's with me.
Toffee apple tucked into
them. I've got my towel and I go, I'm going swimming. And my auntie says, well, the amazing thing about this one, there's glass under a big window and you could see people jump in, right? Not good. You're innocent back then, right? And there's no one in the pool. And I went, this is going to be mine. And I got changed, right? Went off on my own. Didn't care. I just wanted to go and get changed. Got changed, put my stuff in a locker. You know, and you had a wee sort of pin, you put it on your trunks, and I went running. And I remember jumping through the air, right to where my auntie was standing, right? And I hit the water, it must have been minus 10.
Jesus.
I went into shock.
Your wee pork pecker's never come back.
My auntie said, this is where my trauma comes from. My auntie said, you hit the water and you came past screaming, underwater. She says, and you just sank past, right? She says, so I didn't know what, she couldn't swim. She didn't know what to do. And there was no lifeguards. She says, so I just waited till you floated to the top again.
Okay.
She was watching me. Then she come around and she, and I could, and I crawled out.
It's a wonder she should see through the glass. It's probably all jizz stained with the pedophiles.
With the pedophiles. Couldn't get a breath. So I remember crawling out, went back into this tile covered changing room, frozen, putting on my clothes, frozen, couldn't get warm. And we're walking along and she goes, are you fine now? And I'm frozen. I had hair then, so my hair's wet and I'm frozen. So I'm walking along shaking, right? And the only thing that was open was this merry-go-round of these big golden horses. But I discovered something. It had a big diesel engine in the middle and an exhaust. And every time you went past the exhaust, you got a blast of warm air.
Oh,
so I went on it. It made you dizzy and a bit sick, but you were warm as fuck, right? Jesus Christ. And I wouldn't get off the... I was so warm on it going around. I was getting a heat. I stayed on it. And I wouldn't get off because it was free. They just let you stay on it, right? So my auntie's going, he's been on it 2 hours. I can't get him off. And this is true. 2 hours I was on it. She phoned back to Dundee to say, what did I do? And I was, what do you want me to do? If he wants to stay on it, let him stay on it. She goes, I can't get him off. It's going to be his tea time soon. She could, and I wouldn't get off it until they actually slowed it down and the guy came around and went, that's it going off, mate, like that. And I went, okay. And I came off it, but I got a last wee feel of the diesel engine heating me.
Jesus. Well, up my way, there was a Turlier outdoor swimming pool. And
yeah,
I was
a good
just
one.
A swimming pool filled with the sea.
Yeah, I like them. They're always clean.
Like a Lido kind of style thing. Good for the athlete's foot.
So,
That's Susan.
So,
oh,
that is my trauma. I had cress sandwiches, sugar cube, toffee apples, riding on kiddie rides. Miss Matey, look into her. It's a spectacle.
I think
her own arse could rest on her head from behind.
She's in Spain now and she fires ping pong balls at her arse. We were somewhere, I can't remember where we were on holiday, but there was this snobby bastard had this restaurant. Came, we were in this cafe. We sat at the table and he came round with this cake thing to show us it. But he put it under my mouth. So I thought, I went to fucking take a bite. It's a flan or something. He fucking snatched it away from me.
Here's another thing that happened in Blackpool. Wasn't getting on the rides. So my grandfather went, I've found something. Now, he couldn't say the word, but he found the room of holograms. So we went into the room of holograms. And it was the old ones, you know, where it's like etched lines and if you move. So you looked at one and went, oh, that's cool. Oh, look at this one. It's the Queen. A hologram. Look at this one. It went on for about fucking a mile.
Oh,
and we had to go through and look at everyone and talk about it.
I remember we were in Edinburgh when we were wee kids, and it was the old Edinburgh Waxworks, and they had Edinburgh Dungeon. It's new now. I've never been in the new place because it's about 25 quid.
Oh yeah.
But I remember expensive. You walked around, you went to the horror bit, and it's like Frankenstein's monster. Mm-hmm. But there was one, and it haunted me to this day. It was like cannibals in a cage.
Yeah.
Wild-eyed.
Oh.
But one of them was eating a human foot.
You freaked out.
I was like, get us out of here.
Oh, we went to fucking the Waxworks.
Aye.
And I remember the only one I remember is Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Because he tilted.
Tilted.
The stand he was on had leaned, so he's leaning off to the side.
Madame Tussauds, man. They keep the heads. They melt down. They melt them down and keep the heads.
So
but
weird.
Then they eventually melt the head down.
Now they look spectacular. Back in the 80s, they looked like shit.
I think Madame Tussauds has always been pretty good, but like if you see the wee regional
bad waxworks
are fantastic. A waxwork where it has to tell
them.
Well, that's what has to tell you who it is.
Yeah, wonderful.
But I suppose they'd, Madame Tussauds get you in and they scan you and all this kind of shit.
They do a proper job and it's proper artists. It looks beautiful.
Seemingly Kylie Minogue's arse, they have to keep redoing it because people are just fucking
feeling it. God almighty, what's
Kylie
wrong
Kylie Minogue's
people?
Not attractive. I've never understood it. Kenny's number one album. This is why my theory of this country is just gone.
We're done.
Lost. Number one album in the country, Robbie Williams, Best Of. Robbie Williams, 25 or something.
But that, to me, tells you who buys music now.
Yeah, fuds. There was a guy I used to work with, and he was going to a Robbie Williams concert, and he thought Robbie Williams was cool. He was fucking 20 years older than me. I said, Robbie Williams is shite. How do you mean? I said, well, you're going to see them.
Yeah.
Does that not tell you something?
Yeah,
they're not cool.
They're not. That's not He's a good not cool. thing. I got in a bit of a fight. It was at my mates. Now, this is not recently. This was in the year 2000.
Okay.
When Robbie Williams was like at his peak.
Oh, awful though.
And I was at my mate's house, and they're sitting smoking weed, and we're going surfing the next day or whatever. And
they don't put Robbie Williams on, do they?
They put it on. I went, what are you doing? What are you putting Robbie Williams on for? And because I didn't like Robbie Williams, they'd obviously talked about this. And they both came at me the same time. Hey, he's really good. He does some good stuff. Yeah, yeah. Because you choose music doesn't mean it's the right music. I went, Jesus, Jesus, you're both on your blob. I didn't realise. Holy shit, I'll go out to Tesco's and get you some tampons, he's ladies.
Like, Robbie Williams is just like, he's like Norman Wisdom.
Yes, he's just this.
He's terrible.
He's terrible.
He would be perfect for Butlins.
He would be the king of the Redcoats.
Yeah, he would be.
Absolutely. Especially his hair. He's got that 950s. Yeah. No, terrible. Now, I come back from Blackpool. I tell my dad this. He's furious. Everything that's happened, he's furious. Know what he done?
Oh.
My dad booked Blackpool right away. And we went
do
back
it properly.
And I had he fucking sent me on every single fucking roller coaster and everything. Had a ball.
Why are some people? Why there's a generation of people that don't want people. We spoke about this before. They don't want younger generation to have a good time. They want them to suffer. They think it's character building. But you've got to say you're a miserable old cunt because of your life.
That's right. But this is what Mother Teresa done. You'll only get into heaven if you suffer. So the people that went to her in Calcutta for help. Suffered. They had their medication withdrawn. They just let them suffer and die because it would guarantee them into heaven.
Despicable. Heaven.
Piece of shit, Mother Teresa. If Mother Teresa was here right now, I'd punch her in the fucking teeth.
She didn't have any teeth.
No teeth. I'd punch her in the fucking head.
Fuck.
Wouldn't give a shit.
Awful. Just an awful, just awful people.
Awful,
like
cruel,
Curry,
cruel people.
Edwina Curry going on about central heating and telling people to put tinfoil behind their radiators.
Oh, hug your pets.
Just shut
piece of shit.
Shut the fuck up.
You piece of shit. You know what I'm going to do? No, I'm not going to. I don't agree with violence and I'm not going to say violence. I'm not going to say that again. I'm going to hire a bus and take them to fucking Blackpool and we're going to see Miss
Give them a sugar cube.
Then they'll fucking. On the bus. You're hungry, pet. Are you hungry, dear? Oh, Henny, you're feeling a bit shaky. There's a sugar cube. Now it's brown. Eat it up. It's good for you.
Imagine the whole country.
Fuck.
Imagine the whole country's fuming. Again, all this has been going on for the last 10 days. All these unspoken, all the people you've never seen getting interviewed are just raging.
Raging.
And then they just go, fuck this.
Or is it just like me? They've went, fuck, I'm giving up. I'm giving up.
No, that thing is.
There's going to be no republic.
That's what they want you to do.
Well, it's working.
They want you to do apathy. They just want you to bow down.
Apathy is sometimes the path of least resistance. Sometimes I'm just so tired. I just want to sort of,
when you go into these big cathedrals and the stained glass and shit, it was just TV of its time. It's special effects.
Yes.
It was designed.
Yes, I agree.
Ignorant people came in, couldn't read nor write, and they'd go into these cathedrals. They lived in
a
hut.
This must mean something.
They walked into a cathedral and there's a stained glass and the massiveness and they thought, God's real, man.
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch Thor?
I
Love and
Thor.
Thunder. Special effects don't do it for people anymore.
Do you know what annoyed me about the film?
What?
They said at the end with this the wee girl and him, and they were known
as Love and,
as Love and Thunder. Wouldn't that have been better about halfway through and you kind of developed the.
Yeah, no.
But they just went, oh no. Is this setting up for another film?
Yeah. What annoyed me halfway as well, through. All the stuff about him going to his hammer, I love you really, and all that.
That was a bit tired. If they'd done it once, that was fine. But now you're talking to your hammer and you're.
So I watched Love and Thunder, disappointed. Yeah. Too many kids in it.
Kids.
Then I watched Top Gun. I didn't expect much. It didn't deliver much.
That was fun.
It was.
I need someone.
I'm losing faith. I'm losing, like you, I'm getting apathy about films.
Okay.
I need to turn this around. So I put on a film with big shagger Jerry Butler, where his wife disappears at a petrol station.
Okay.
It's fucking brilliant.
What? Is it good?
No, it's garbage, but it's brilliant.
Oh, right.
His wife goes missing.
Sounds
He's a real
like,
estate developer.
Is it Vanishing Point? No, the Vanishing. The Vanishing.
There's 30 films where people's wives go missing. It's a trope. It's a petrol station. He's like that to everybody. Where's the wife? Phoning the police, getting more, going to his in-laws. Where's the wife?
Nah, bet she meant it. Set it up.
10 minutes in, he's fucking starts punching people. Never stops. Goes to a fucking, tweaker crack den. Starts shooting people.
Just shoots them.
Kills people.
Does he know she's there?
Sets fire to the place.
Oh my God.
He's like, where's my wife? I just want my wife back. It's brilliant.
So what happens?
Gets his wife back.
Oh, right, that's that. So
I've been trying to watch Beast. Getting the lion film.
I'm wanting to watch it. I want it to be stupid fun.
I think it's
is it just stupid?
I don't think it's that good. I think Idris Elba's got himself in some tax problems.
And he's doing
because he's no turning anything down just now.
Oh my God, not good. I watched The Faculty.
Yeah, you did. That's so
Josh Hartnett is in it, and he's got this Dumb and Dumber haircut with it.
Yeah.
But he pulls his sleeves down. He's 6'3". He's taller than everyone. He looks about 41 in it, but he's playing. Yeah. And I don't remember the script being written by a 50-year-old pretending to be a teenager. It's quite hilarious, but it's a fun film.
Have you seen it? Is it Hollywood Homicide? Him and
yes,
they hated each other so much. That's a terrible
film. Not a good.
Watched a film. You know me, I like tits.
Ah,
and I watched a film called Deep Water with a Batman, the previous Ben Affleck.
Okay,
and
right,
the lassie he was going out with at the time, and a showman's that Anna lassie.
Anna de Armas, yeah,
Bonnie girl. Oh. A lot of her action is in it. Big nipples.
Oh,
The tit to nipple ratio is getting.
Oh, good for
her. But he's playing a man.
His you mean in him or her? No. Him. All right. Okay.
He's so low energy, that fucker.
Oh, yeah. He's a tired man.
He's so exhausted. It's the most. Please watch everyone because it's so ridiculous. You know what his thing is? Because you're not sure. Is he daft? What's going on with him? He's killing people. He breeds snails. And his endless scenes where I'm looking at a snail on his finger. And as he's looking at it kind of cockeyed, he's visualizing his wife getting raped and ridden in the back of these cars.
What?
By all these young bucks.
I don't understand what's happening.
He's a cuck. His wife's shagging all these young men.
Yeah.
In front of everybody. They're in the Bayou. They're down. He's fabulously wealthy. They're down in their social scene is just everybody's partying round at the house all the time.
Okay.
Meanwhile, his wife's just fucking, oh, Brian's here, and fucking grinding with him in the dance in front of everybody.
Okay.
So everybody thinks, do you mind that? He goes, no, I'm cool with it. Then the young guy's like to him, thanks very much for being so generous with your wife. He says, Martin, the last guy, killed him. What? Yeah, the last guy should say, I killed him. Oh, he's joking, eh? No. And then he starts bumping people off.
This sounds fascinating. Is it shit?
But it thinks it's like Adrian Lyne, can him it did all the kind of sexy thrillers back in the...
Oh, God, yeah, no.
So they think it's his adult, psychological thriller, sexual thriller.
That's a problem I have with films.
But it's terrible. It's stupid.
When you have an erotic thriller.
It's an erotic thriller.
Sex is added to a thriller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? It annoys me because to this day, Hollywood doesn't know how to do a sex scene.
If I want to watch
it gets in the way, yeah,
you're
right.
If you want to watch sex, you just watch a porn.
Yeah.
But her whole shtick, mm-hmm. I think she's bonny, but her shtick is, she just goes, and looks, gives you the can blink.
Oh.
So I thought, this is terrible. It's a terrible film. So then after that, I watched a film called The Nest on Netflix.
Right.
And it's Jude Law and Ikari Kuhn.
Okay.
And it's in the 80s. He's like a yuppie. He comes back to the UK from America where he's supposed to have made it big. They buy a big mansion. They've got horses. They're living the dream. But it's all like bollocks. It's all like a fraud, really.
Okay.
And it's a proper adult fucking dynamic thriller because you care about the people.
See, this is what happened. You ruined me.
Uh-huh.
Because one of my favourite directors, this is what have cultural holds in your existence. And mine's was Sorcerer.
It
blew me away.
Yes.
That is adult in every sense of the word.
You care about people. The people are the characters
incredible.
Are drawn.
And you have to be an adult to get it.
Yeah.
You have to have a bit of life experience to relate to any of this. Yeah. Where are these films gone?
They're just gone. No, those films aren't made. Those become TV shows.
Is that what it is?
Cinema now is just empty calories, Top Gun, Marvel. Mm-hmm. Okay, Top Gun film was essentially a superhero film. Mm-hmm. Not just flying. They're in planes.
Yeah, there's
they're doing
it.
Stuff.
I agree. There's nothing to it. It's
why could they not just have dropped a bomb in that site? Well, why did they have to fly these stupid planes in it?
Because it was a Star Wars remake.
It was a Star
Wars. And can I point out, when they pull up and they're going, oh, and they're still losing, still all the G's, still all the G's, still all the G's, still... Well, they would have been turning in a circle.
Yeah.
You only pull up at the bottom, then go straight.
Right.
He wouldn't have been suffering from all that it would only have been for a short time.
Yeah.
So, nonsense, he would have been doing a loop, but I'm not...
No. No, but yeah, if you want these, there's a load of these kind of dramas, mm-hmm. but it's all TV stuff.
Yeah, because What was that?
I don't know.
Camera just went off.
Oh no.
Oh no. The camera just went off.
Oh God.
But we've got 10 minutes left and I don't know why, because the battery was charged last night. So that's...
Jesus Christ, that's worrying.
That's an unusual thing. So I'm going to check it. Keep everyone...
I think it's maybe somebody's... Is this the Russians? The Chinese have dropped a EMP. What? Oh. God, you're looking worried. It's never a good sign. What happened?
The card's full.
Oh!
I forgot to empty the card, so the card's full.
Oh, Jesus.
So we've got 50 minutes of footage.
That's okay.
That's okay. So what I'll do is, at this point, I'll put a nice picture for people to see. So they
a
can
nice
see
picture of Paddington Bear. Get that picture with the Queen in Paddington and a corgi walking off.
Indeed. With the Grim Reaper. Death himself, Paddington.
the funniest one I heard was... somebody said the Prince Andrew, he's the Duke of Inverness.
Right.
And what did they call him? The Loch Ness Nonser.
Oh my God, more childhood trauma.
Fuck him.
But anyway, no, it got me started on this. Mm-hmm. It was when I saw the Queen, she got tea put out to her and there was a wee thing of sugar. And it just came all flooding. Everything I wrote down there came flooding back in a oneer. And I had a wee freak out in the house.
They said stuff like they said, well, somebody was on, some sycophant, some lick spittle, was on saying, no, the Queen liked to put stuff in Tupperware to keep it fresh. And you're like, what the fuck are you going on about? What the fuck are you going
That's
on about?
That's just a lie.
What is that excuse? What are you talking about?
That's nonsense. That's a lie. You're going to be lied to completely because...
Oh, the Queen loves EastEnders.
No, that didn't happen.
They constantly lie to you. The whole thing, they're fabulously wealthy, but they played it down a little bit. They didn't like to rub your nose. They realised if they'd been going about with like a solid gold suit, and if a queen was just going about came in for him, folk would be like, holy shit. So they kind of keep it on the down low. She was one of the wealthiest women in the world, and we paid for her fucking funeral.
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
Ken, there was an alky in my hometown, he died. And he basically got a pauper's burial. We paid, the council paid for it. The Queen did the exact same.
Pauper's funeral.
Pauper's funeral, a splendid pauper's funeral.
It's
outrageous.
It is outrageous. This needs to be a republic.
And then, you know my feelings on Harry and Meghan, a couple of fuckwits, like the whole lot of them.
Yeah.
But that lassie had bare arms and they're trying to go after her like it was just despicable. Showing your arms at a funeral.
Yeah, it's...
What are you talking about?
But you know why people were going after in the first place, the racist fucks. That's all it was. That's all it
it's
was.
It's all just the wildest...
But then she's a shit as well.
She's a shit.
And it's like, it just never ends.
But they're still playing this wild...
Silly games, man.
It's all designed... They need targets to...
We're being played.
It's a game of...
Because is Andrew going to take a bigger role in the royal family now?
I don't think he will.
Eh?
No, he won't.
Well, this is what they've announced. Through Charles. Yes. Yes, he's going to take on a bigger role. They were asking people in the queue and that, and they're like, well, we don't think that's right. And they went, well, that's what's happened now. This, we've been played at every stage
so
of this.
So when they said Charles, though, and he's not a big fan, he's wanting him to take a back seat. He's not.
That's the play.
It's all a ball. I'm
telling. Know people in life. I have a family member.
So he's going to be going about and he's playing again?
I don't know.
The fucking, it's an RAF plane taken.
But you think about it, he was the main guy for weapons dealing in this country.
They said he was terrible at his job, though. He was terrible.
But people wanted him because they got access.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He'll get that again.
A couple of weeks before the Queen died, there was a story that the Prince Charles had received a suitcase with £1 million in it from this Arab guy. And they just cast it off like it was nothing.
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
You're talking terrible, terrible crimes.
Yeah.
Corruption, undeserved, unearned, and people just go, "Ugh, it's the royal family. It's fine. It's
they
not.
They use them for. They
it's do, not.
So they use them. So when it's soft power. When the Queen and that go to places, there's just a plethora. There's just a team. The guys I speak with, the corporate guys in suits, are coming behind them.
You see, you hear this thing that the royal family is just symbolic. You've got world leaders. You have the president of Ukraine's wife leaving a war zone to come to her funeral. Please. What the fuck? It's not symbolic, man. Mm. It's not symbolic. This is real, and there's power within power within power, and we're not aware of it. We're just given this veneer
it's deals.
Of bullshit. Deals. We have been played, man. The British public have been played.
I will not. If Andrew starts popping up to say, what they'll do is they'll try and take the temperature. They'll take the public mood
slowly but surely,
and yeah. they'll hope that the whole Queen thing's just filled up the positivity mm-hmm. tank, and then they'll slick him back. And if they get away with it, then his fucking weird looking daughters will be HRHs again.
Oh, that's it. Yeah,
I'm not. But see, mate, I'm not having it.
I don't like it. But see, here's what's happening. When if it had been a smart move. You have someone who has been having sex with trafficked children,
mm-hmm.
right? I wouldn't put them out in the front of whatever it was, looking at the flowers you would say, you've got to stay out of this.
No, because
man.
I know the thing is, because he was allowed it because he's his mum's funeral. And people are beat up, it's his mum's funeral. We'll see whether he plays as big a role. We'll see. I'm still not 100% convinced he's going to be doing too much. Because it's flack they don't need.
Because people are going, no, they should have listened to the Queen's wishes and that. And they're like, well, it's changed.
It's flack. It's flack they don't need. They could just.
But you want to know something?
What?
Charles has been in this his whole life.
He's now got all the big money.
He's got the money, and it doesn't matter. He just saw hundreds of thousands, millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
There for him in his eye line.
Oh, his ego is mental.
And he doesn't talk to us.
All he is an ego.
Yes, there's no personality.
There's no humanity. What annoyed me is they said they're all so somber because their granny's died. No, no, no. It's not like normal people losing
their
granny.
It's Game of Thrones, man.
It's fucking figureheads, weirds, conniving. If they had any kind of humanity, they'd think to themselves, I'm no... What? Can they speak about imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
That's something those fuckers
they
don't suffer from.
Don't have.
Not for a day in their life.
They don't have.
I'm the fucking king, motherfucker.
That's it.
I'm the motherfucking king!
In the legs. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with big ears. Now listen, in his eye line for the last 10 days, he's just seen the world come out for him. Now here's the thing. The world has come. The world's most powerful people have come to his house.
Mm-hmm.
Not only to say, oh, your mother died,
it's
that's
not
terrible,
fealty,
but they're
though.
There for him.
No, it's not fealty.
But
it's
they're there.
It's not fealty. It's establishment.
Yeah.
They want to, the Queen, the one thing you can say about the old bastard, she existed for that length of time. She was there.
She existed. I can't deny that.
She was there for this period of time.
Yeah.
And it's just this kind of a mild fucking bullshit period of time. Nothing's existence.
Yeah.
It's stability. It's a sign of stability. And that's what these other powers are there to be. They're all tapping into the stability, the way things are, the way things will always be. We're all this thing. We're your betters.
I'm going to end it right now with a line.
Really?
You've just said.
I just noticed
stuff.
You've got a pair of tits on your thing. I never noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
I just noticed that.
I got that from Big Malk. Yeah. Now, you've done a really good line there to end it, but I'm going to say, do you know what happens to candy floss in the rain?
I know.
Don't laugh, you fuck.
It's like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I've seen candy floss.
Do you know what happens to candy floss in the rain? You have a hungry 9-year-old child licking a stick for the flavour.
It just went,
fit. But you know what the worst part was? I walked out going, fuck the lot of you, I'm going to eat.
Imagine
and I didn't look. And when I looked back at it,
imagine somebody
it was
passed you a pickle pop instead. Your life could have been very
you know
good.
What? I was so hungry, I would have had it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no video at the end there. The last 10 minutes.
That's a blessing.
I forgot to delete stuff on the video. Until
I was hoping
next
this
time,
country would go back to normal, but there's
not,
no
it
normal.
It never will.
No.
I've now. I feel better after getting my childhood trauma out of the way.
It's horrific.
It is bad.
I once went in we did Triumph Dolomite and it was leatherette seats.
Yeah.
And in the summertime, that fucker got hot. So we'd always have a picnic, which my mum and dad would make themselves because we didn't have staff.
Yeah.
But we had cups of tea and Battenberg cake. And I hate
Are
Battenberg
sure
to this.
Are you sure you're not royalty?
Battenberg.
Are you sure?
And I got the sick car sickness and spewed up a big lump of Battenberg. to this day, I hate marzipan.
Marzipan.
Can't stand marzipan.
Marzipan tastes of Dr. Pepper.
It's sweet and shite.
Yeah, it's not good. You know what? I spewed when I was a kid at Lochie Library.
Of course
it came down my nose. Tablet.
Oh, I'd be
I had
a bad
too
one
much tablet.
The worst thing. The worst thing to spew is popcorn. Oh, it's a hell.
That burns. That's
that
like that's trying to like swallow a fly.
You
think, oh, like the old lady, you swallowed the fly. It's like daggers.
Can the bit in Witness where the guy gets killed.
Same thing. Ladies and gentlemen,
are we in fucking sort yourself out UK?
It's so sad. But I'm on. I watched Dumb and Dumber. I had a great day yesterday. I really see when he throws that snowball at the guy. That's as funny as fuck.
Oh.
Did you see the two guys that dressed as them and rode the wee bike on the actual route? And it's really good. Watch it on YouTube. They're funny. Oh. I think they've done it for charity or something. It's really good. But the bike breaks down every mile. Oh, what a distance. Oh. Until next time. Laters.
Ta-da, folks. Ta-da.